Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. You're tuning in today to Fire on the Earth, and we're here once again with my good friend Bill Presbridge, a member of our parish here in Ann Arbor, Christ the King, and his lovely family, Cindy, 7 kids, 15 grandchildren. And we left off yesterday's program, but before I talk about that, let me just say, if you haven't had a chance to hear Bill this week, I'd encourage you to go to our website at renewalministries.net, or you can find it here on Ave Maria Radio, as he begins to tell his story. He's just talking about his spiritual journey this week, and it's full of inspiration and challenge, and I think a lot of moments of grace in which the Lord is just teaching us what the spiritual journey looks like when we put it in the hands of the Lord. So it's really quite encouraging. Welcome back, Bill.
Thanks. Good to be here.
Yeah, I'm so glad you're able to be here for the whole week. There's a lot to share. Yeah.
Thank you.
So we left off yesterday just with your career. You started building businesses. You're starting to give a vision of what you understood it all to be. And I'd just love you to talk more about it, whatever you'd like to say about it, I think, because there's a lot of people listening, I think, who are involved in business of one form or another, or married a guy or gal who are. So how those two worlds come together, the kingdom and work.
Right? Yes. Business person is a disciple. Yeah. So I was mentioning just the I think work is a good thing. And it just is kind of a way to start that off and to support your family. And it was always a priority for Cindy and I that she would come first and our family would come first over work. So there was some amount of travel involved in my career along the way, but I always tried to limit it as much as I could to like maybe 2 days out of the away from home at a time, things like that. And I always tried to be home on time for dinner so that dinner was, had a special place in our family and all of that. So that was intentional. And so it didn't, career was important to me, but there was, it had to be within its own space that it would fit with the rest of our family life. So I'm just going to highlight a couple of moments from my career that were particularly significant, and hopefully that it'll have some kind of meaning for you as well, just the listeners here. So at one point, I became chief financial officer of a company called Creative Solutions, and it's a local company serving accounting firms, of all things. And I was the CFO, and I was there for 8 years. And during that time, it grew from 100 employees. I was about the 100th employee to about 700 employees in 8 years. So amazing growth. And it was two Christian businessmen who ran it. And I learned a lot from those guys about how to bring Christian values into the workplace. And I never really experienced that before. And so it's like how we treat our staff, respect, love for them as much as you can do in a business setting, really value what it is that they would bring, really listen to them, and at the same time really run the business in a really good way so that they knew what was expected, how to make the business successful. So we're all kind of pulling in the same direction. And there was very little politics, almost no politics. I mean, we really got along really well, even though it was a pretty good-sized company. And then the way we treated our customers, went out of our way to serve them. We innovated intentionally to be able to serve their needs, came up with creative ways to do things. And it was just an amazing place. People loved to work there.
Were there just things like, we're going to be truth tellers here, or we're going to do like real concrete things?
Yes.
Like,
yep.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. Yep. Yeah. And for me, one of the things I learned there, and hopefully this will have some meaning to our listeners, is just the value of a leadership team. It might not mean anything to you, but I'll just try to piece together what that means. It's many times, and in the church we do this a lot, we expect a lot from our leaders. And they expecting any person, let alone a leader, to have all the different talents that's necessary to be able to accomplish something, a big task, big responsibility, is impossible. It's like we're all gifted with certain gifts, but none of us have all of the gifts. And it kind of gets reflected in the body of Christ, how we're designed to work together as a body. And so companies have been doing this for a long time, less so in the church, but form leadership teams So the president and the chief executive, that person's in charge and they're responsible for the whole everything. But the ones that are really smart form a small group of people around them that take co-responsibility for running the business. And when they do that, they can lean on the talents and understand that they don't have to know everything themselves, that they can really count on this tight-knit team to be able to take responsibility. And it makes an enormous difference. And again, we don't do that in the church, around our priests and around our bishops.
What does co-responsibility actually mean concretely?
Yeah, so the members of the leadership team, usually small group, their first responsibility is that the overall organization would be successful. So it's a mentality. So like if you're in charge of, like I was the CFO, so the financial area of our company, that was part of my job. But when I was on the leadership team, my first job was to make sure that the company as a whole succeeded. And then after we worked as a team to make sure that that happened, then I took a step back and say, how does that affect my area, my finance area? And my success as a member of the leadership team rises and falls on how well the whole organization does. And it's just a completely different
instead
mindset.
Of like what can happen, I think you mentioned the word politics, maybe guys in their own silos, hey, we're going to kill it in finance, man.
Exactly.
And I'm not really, I mean, I hope everybody does fine, but I'm not interested.
Right.
We're going to just be the best and we're going to, because we got a ladder, we're climbing here, that kind of thing.
Yep, 100%. Yeah. Silos is a really key word.
Yeah.
You know, I just kind of stick my head in the sand and
yeah.
I don't really care about those guys down at the end of the hall. Yeah. So anyway, being part of that, first time I was ever part of a leadership team, it changed my attitude about my involvement with the company. And then I ran my area like that as well. So these concept of a leadership team, again, there's all kinds of applications in the church and in ministry and other kinds of things. But that's really where I learned it, was from the from those guys at that company. And then I had the fortune of, we sold that company, and I retired at age 45. That was kind of cool for about 6 months. And then I found, I got introduced to a guy who had started a software firm that served churches. And I was happily retired. But as I'm talking to this guy, I'm going, oh no, Lord, I kind of, you know, open to hearing the Holy Spirit. Lord, did you prepare me for this moment that I would join this company that's struggling, trying to sell church software? You know, because everything I had done at that point sort of was preparing me for that, but I didn't know it at the time.
Yeah.
And so I prayed about it and decided to join this company. And I was happily retired. Now all of a sudden I was this early stage company with all kinds of issues and needs. And I tell people it was an overnight success. It only took me 13 years to be able to do that.
Yeah.
But we went from serving 30 churches as customers when I first started there, very small, I was a fifth employee, to at the end, 13 years later, we were serving about 8,200 churches in the United States, which is about half the Catholic churches in the United States. So it was very successful, but it was also very, very challenging along the way. So
how did you, I mean, you had a large family, it's seven children, very active, bright, young people, got a lot going on in their life.
Right.
How did you balance all of that when the pressure was on in something like this? How did you kind of maintain your relationship with the Lord under that pressure? What did that look like?
Yeah. So again, I knew what my priorities ought to be. And so, I mean, that, you know, it sort of gave me, and I, you know, was involved with a men's group, a bunch of guys I could share with how my life was going, and they could give me some very good input.
Help to keep you accountable to your to your priorities.
Yep. And then again, so I formed a leadership team there. So those guys that were co-responsible with for running the business with me, fantastic guys. And it made it, you know, so all the burden wasn't just on me, right? And then being able to, you know, again, limit my travel, make sure I was home on time for dinner. And then one of the things I did is I started competing in triathlon during this time.
Yeah, you had so much on your hands.
Exactly. Yeah.
So much free time.
Right. And so I ended up being a pretty serious triathlete, and I still am today. But the only way I figured out that if I wanted to be a serious triathlete, the only way that it was going to work with family is if I got up at 4:30 in the morning. I wasn't a morning person. And I had to say, if I'm going to do this, that's the only way it's going to work with the family. And so I started getting up at 4:30 in the morning training for a triathlon. So, I mean, that's just an example, you know, try to how to make work, family, and being a disciple. And then this thing that I really enjoyed. It started because I visited the doc and he told me I was on the verge of being morbidly obese and I needed to get more active. So then I started working out and I said, hey, I really like this. So that was the beginning of my triathlon.
Okay.
Career.
Okay. Yeah. And I know there's a lot to that story, but there's a couple events. I hope you don't mind me asking, just because I think it's beautiful. I mean, here you're working hard, you're doing this and you're doing something that you love and your knee goes out or whatever.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
Can you share that story and then what the Lord ended up doing?
Yeah. I had some success in triathlon. So I qualified for the world championship in Kona, Hawaii, and competed in 2013 and doing well and enjoying it. And then my knee got sore, my right knee. And I could run for about 2 miles or so. And then my knee would get so sore, I'd have to stop running. And so I ended up having to give up triathlon, at least competing seriously.
Did you lose your cartilage? What was the actual problem?
Yeah. It was the cartilage in my in the kneecap. It's called osteoarthritis. And it was the way the channel that your kneecap slides in, the cartilage had worn away. So I went to the orthodoc and he took a MRI of my knee, and he said, you see, there's no gap there. You see that, Bill? That's where the cartilage is supposed to be. And I said, well, what are you going to do about it? Or what can I do about that? He said, nothing. You know, eventually you'll get a knee replacement. And I'm just going, oh, geez, you know. And I just kind of a sense of loss. You know, here's something I enjoy doing and all that.
And honestly, then, even as a Christian, you know, it's like, Lord, you know, this is an experience of various ways people can have. Like, Lord, wait a minute. This, you know, I'm doing all this stuff. I'm trying to do the right thing. And this is the one thing I just love to do on my own. And it's really great. And now you're taking it away kind of thing. Yeah.
Yep. And so, yeah, that leads to we're having Alpha at our parish. And Alpha is a 11-week course, just basic introduction to Christianity. It's a meal. It's a series of films, and it's a discussion around table, and you don't need to know anything about Christianity before you come. But by the time you're done, you're all kinds of friends. But anyway, so that one of the weeks they pray, ask if you have something to pray for. And I'm thinking, my knee's bothering me, but I'm not seriously sick or dying or anything like that. I won't even ask for prayer. And these people are kind of nudging me with their elbows. Come on, there's got to be something we can pray for you. I said, okay, well, my knee. And so they prayed over me, and darn, it felt like something was happening in my knee. And I started walking around. I go, you know, I think my knee, there's something that's changed and different. And the next day I went out, I ran 4 miles, no pain. And that was 6 years ago. So, I mean, I've been able to compete in triathlon, and I've done half Ironmans and all that. I can't believe it. I mean, just goodness of the Lord, they would care about something as trivial as my knee.
Yeah. So, you know, it makes me think Jesus said, you are my friends. You know, and there's moments where he does stuff. You're like, what a good friend he is. You know what I mean? That he's given something back to you that you love to do so much. So friends, Bill's going to be here with us again tomorrow, and hope you can join us. Bill, I just want to thank you so much for all that you've been sharing. It's been a really fun week so far. Looking forward to tomorrow.
Great.
God bless. Hope to see you tomorrow, friends.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Does God Judge? Wow, what a question, but it's a relevant question. Scripture says we were all appointed to die once and then the judgment. We know for sure each one of us has an appointment in our future, and it takes Scripture, Catechism, and the saints to help us understand the beauty of God's plan and how we can look forward to the judgment as followers of Christ. If you'd like to get a free copy, call 1-800-282-4789 or visit renewalministries.net/FOE.